Welcome to the Passion Summit, where you will learn what it means to going from living an unfulfilled life to a passion-filled one. I'm your host, Rochelle Lopez, and in just a moment, I will introduce our guest for today. Before we begin, I would like to tell you a little bit about this interview series. In this inspirational interview series, you'll meet women living their life's passion, women that have gone through their own journeys of self-discovery and self-realization, oftentimes reevaluating what they define as success and fulfillment to become the passion-filled woman they are today. The goal of this interview series is to be inspired and to realize that you can make money being you and to start thinking about turning those dreams and desires into reality. This may mean starting your own business that you secretly dream about, writing that book you've been wanting to write, or going back to school and learning a new field, or doing a personal reevaluation of your life's passions and purpose to find your authentic you. I invite you to get comfortable, open your heart and your mind to the possibilities, as our experts will share with you their stories, tips, and processes that led them to living the passion-filled lives they live today. Now, it is with great pleasure I introduce to you Signe Wilson. Signe is a fiery, electrifying, and enthusiastic changemaker, entrepreneur, coach, and speaker. Her passion for people, coupled with her survival of cancer, sparks her fiercely held perspective that every life is precious. An advocate for personal responsibility, Signe owns the message that your greatest significance comes from being fully you. Based on her perspective that participation is mandatory, she demands that you choose to live life fully alive, starting now. As a provocative, action-oriented, and authentic leader, Signe fearlessly calls you forth to your best self and best life, doing whatever it takes to wake you up to what your contribution is and keep you focused on making the difference you want to make. Welcome, Signe.
Thank you. It's so fun
to
be here.
Well, thank you so much for being here today. This is going to be a lot of fun as we go out and inspire some women. So just to go right in there and start it up, please tell us your story and what has led you to living the passion-filled life that you're living today.
Sure. Well, I'm gonna tell you a little bit about the place where I was not passion-filled and then move it forward to the present where it is pretty much governed and geared around passion.
And that's perfect because I know so many women in our audience today are more than likely not living that passion-filled life. So, yes, please tell us that story.
Okay, great. Well, I guess I won't go, you know, chronological detail by chronological detail, but I'll just, you know, I'll say that when I was younger, I was doing a lot of playing small, and it was just over and over and over again. It was like I was taking the right degree. That right is in quotes. I was doing, you know, the right jobs, but really they were the safe ones. You know, I was not doing the things that were really true to my heart or really meant a lot to me. So I did a business degree, and it's like, well, you know, that's oh so practical, but it's not who I really am at my core, right? I kept sneaking over to the drama department to take theater courses and to act in the plays and, you know, to get filmed on different sets and things like that because that's what really mattered to me. It was really fun for me. Mm-hmm. And so it was really actually quite painful for me to be doing all these other things that it was almost like, you know, the sisters of Cinderella who were trying to put on her shoes and they had to chop off their toes and their heels in order to fit in. It wasn't the right fit, and I just kept trying to make it the right fit. Mm-hmm. And the way that looked is I was just like, I was trying harder and harder. I was trying to get it right. I was trying to please others. And, you know, probably the core of it is I was living a lot from my head. Now, that's not to say there's anything wrong with your head, but if that's not who you naturally are, that's not the best place to come from. You know, I was going to places where if something seemed like a good idea or if it made sense, that is why I chose to do it. And, you know, that was only taking me so far in my life, and it certainly was not making it fun, and it was leaving passion on the side. And I guess the transitional moment for me was, if you will, along came cancer. And as you already mentioned in the introduction, you know, I fought and survived cancer. But it was in that moment when I got diagnosed that suddenly it was so clear that, you know, we don't have forever to live. We really don't. And so we need to live for today. And for me, what that means is it needs to be passionate. Like every day needs to be passionate. It needs to be joy-filled and meaningful and worthwhile. Because otherwise, what is the point of being here? What is the point of doing this? Because, you know, there are struggles that we are all going to encounter in life. Like no matter what, there will be struggles. So the other parts, they have to make up for it. In my mind.
Right.
You know, and the work that I do now, it's what I call significant living. And that is to consciously and fearlessly choose to live a life of meaning, purpose, and passion. You know, and I genuinely believe that we all desire to create a remarkable, successful, vibrant life. You can see that in Maslow's hierarchy of needs right at the top. It's self-actualization. When you've got the rest handled, that's what you're looking for.
Yeah, absolutely.
And so that's what we're all gunning for, especially in a society where primarily we have met those other needs, right? And so it's like, what are we trying to manifest here? Well, we're looking for where is the passion? Where is the meaning? What's really most important to us? So, you know, so the thing that I've come to realize, though, is that that vibrant life, it needs to start from the inside.
What I wanted to kind of jump on there, what you're saying, what's so funny about the Maslow's hierarchy of needs is I remember when I was taking psychology classes in my undergrad program, my professor would say only a small percentage of people ever reach this level of self-actualization. And it's so ironic because it doesn't need to be the case, but it's like even ingrained, right? It's just ingrained in us that not everyone gets to live their passion or gets to do what they really want to do in life, right?
Well, absolutely. And the thing that I remember really clearly from my childhood was my mother would have this expression when I had to do something I didn't want to do or I didn't like, or when that look would come across my face, she would say, "You'll be the one in heaven," right? And I was like, wait, like I want to live a powerful, passionate life now. Like I want to not be always deferring the gratification. And, you know, more and more we're in a world where we can be creating what's true for us, and there is more freedom and there is more opportunity. And so why wouldn't we? The only thing that's really stopping us is our own selves and our limitations and what we think is possible. Mm. And that's a quick fix.
It's right.
It is an attitudinal fix. And so it's something that we all have access to changing.
And that's a good point. And that would lead us to our next question is what are some of those tips that you might have that you can share? Because I think there are a lot of people out there today, particularly in our audience today, who think, okay, how do I fix this? Because I might, you know, for one day think, okay, this is the life I want to live. But then whether it's that inner critic or you might get not the job that you think you wanted, the rejection letter, or, you know, you weren't perhaps maybe cast in the role of that you wanted, you get so easily stuck in your head and you think, okay, oh, I didn't get it, so this means that I wasn't meant to do it and I was meant to go back and, you know, continue doing what I'm doing even though I'm not happy, right?
Right. Yeah, that place we kind of turn away from what might even be our destiny because we're scared.
Yes.
I think, you know, one of the most important things is to be willing to take those risks and be willing to take them over and over again. You know, it's funny because I kind of have contradicting tips. Like the one is looking at this place is when it's really something that is true for us, when it's really something that's important, there's a way that it can come easily. Like there's a way where over and over again we're called to it and our excitement is so strong that no matter what, we will pursue it, and so there is an ease or quality of effortlessness that comes from that. But that doesn't mean that the things that we're creating will always be easy to create, right? But somehow our excitement about them, our passion, our deep commitment to it is what gives us the resiliency to keep trying over and over again. So if you will, the tip is probably coming from a place of saying, you know, take the risk anyway. If it means something to you, if it's important to you, you have to take the risk. You have to be willing to persist. And you can learn the resiliency along the road because you will bounce back from the disappointments. You will, you know, you will discover more of who you are through that process, and that in and of itself is worthwhile. I don't know that that was a whole bunch of tips. That's my one strongest thought about it. But persisting and being willing to take the risk, it's a huge factor in the people that are successful in choosing to create that significant life versus the ones that end up not moving towards self-actualization.
Right, and I think just to follow up with that, it makes complete sense because even if you might not be successful right away, right, I'm going to open my own flower shop because I love designing flowers, so to speak, like here's an example. And even though you might, it might not come so easily, you might not get business so easy, but because it lights you up inside and this is what you know you're meant to do, that resiliency will kick in and you're going to keep pushing and pushing and pursuing it until it does take off and you become successful, right? And but because it's something that lights you up, you don't have to, you won't easily take the rejection that you might easily accept if it wasn't something that really didn't resonate with you.
Exactly. I mean, that's the beauty of passion. Because I find when we're talking about passion, it's really very core to who we are as people. Like it's close to our heart, it means a lot to us, and it drives us in a way that's different from, as I was saying before, a good idea or a sensible plan. And so there is more capacity there within us to be willing to ride the waves of discomfort and put in the extra work.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's an important part of it, right? Because we're
right.
all going to have struggles. We're all going to have something somewhere in our life that doesn't go the way we want it to go. And it's how we respond to that that's important. And it's realizing, like having the perspective and realizing that that's just circumstances and it's not that we're failures and it's not that, you know, we're on the wrong path, but rather it's just circumstances and it's a lesson for us to get up, dust ourselves off, and get back on the path.
Right. And I love that because it's true. It's, you know, it's that first time you don't try, or the first time you don't succeed, try again, right? And it's just keep on doing it.
Well, and I have a couple examples of that. Like, I kid you not, I am right now finally, finishing the manuscript for a book that I've been wanting to write ever since I got diagnosed with cancer, which has been over a decade.
Congratulations. That's a huge accomplishment.
It's a huge accomplishment. I'm very, very excited. And it's that place where, you know, it's been something I've wanted to do for so long, and I would try, and then I would be too tired. You know, I'd have my regular job, and I'd be too tired at the end of the day to write it, and it just wasn't getting done. But it's always been there, and it's always been important to me. And so in the last little while, I've made the, if you will, sacrifices I need to make in order to make this passion of mine a reality. And that has been, you know, I quit a job that I was doing. I let go of some of my clients so that I have the time to do this, and I've created the space, and now I've created something that means so much to me, and it's a permanent win, right? Like when this book goes live, it'll always be my book, right?
Right.
And so there's something so powerful about that, and the passion that was there is what's had me persist over and over and over again, even when it's been a tough slog.
And that's just perfect because it follows what you were saying earlier, that sometimes people think if they don't get the instant gratification, it's not worth pursuing. This isn't what they're meant to do. But here is your story 10 years later, 10 years in the making,
mm-hmm.
and yet you know that this is what you're meant to do, that you had to get this out from deep within you.
Yeah.
And even more so because it took so long, it feels probably just that much sweeter. Right.
Yes. Well, and here's what's interesting is other things have come up in the wake of this because it is so, and that's what's so interesting, so powerful about it. So one of the things I'm doing right now is I'm creating a virtual masterminding group, and it's called Busting the Busyness Habit. And it's about the fact that, you know, I had to face that my busyness was getting in the way of my dreams and my passion. And so I had to put some things in place. I had to find a different way to do things because I was gonna die without my dream fulfilled, and that's just not something that I was willing to do. And so now I've actually, you know, created this group, this masterminding group, as a result of that struggle that I had. So it's perfect, right? It's perfect both that it took the book that long to be birthed and also that I got this other passion that came through that process.
Go ahead.
Well, it's so important because, you know, a lot of the work I do, I coach with a lot of successful busy women, right? Like women that maybe have been successful as entrepreneurs or maybe as executives in companies or whatever that looks like. But the problem is in order to get that success, they've had to sacrifice themselves. They've had to sacrifice their feminine, and they've had to sacrifice maybe their own joy or their own passion, and so I'm coaching them to get themselves back, to get that into harmony and balance. And so it really, you know, it's such a natural fit for that, but I wouldn't have known that if I didn't have this, you know, this struggle, but also this deep passion that continued to move me forward.
And the amazing part is that in the grand scheme of everything, that struggle, I mean, it was like you were meant to go through that struggle, though, right? Mm-hmm. Because you wouldn't have been able to create this mastermind group if it wasn't for this process that you yourself had gone through.
Absolutely.
And I would just love to remind everyone, but this is everything happens ironically, for it does happen for a reason, and maybe it is, you might not be able to see it at the time, but the bigger picture is that it might be helping you build up into something that is going to teach you a lesson, or it's a lesson that you'll be able to help teach others how to overcome.
We can get so caught up in just seeing a single thread and not realizing it's the that's one thread in the whole tapestry of our life. And we get so focused on that and just, you know, and lose the bigger picture. And so it would be another tip, I would say, is to keep, like, stepping back and looking at the bigger picture, looking at the whole, and how does what you're learning now, how does what you're doing now fit into that whole picture, and to not get too stuck on the obstacles that get in your way.
Right. And if you can't even see the whole picture, which is okay, just trust in the fact that there is a bigger picture for you.
You got it.
And that this all will lead into something amazing, right?
Absolutely.
If you're open to it, too. That's another thing.
Yeah.
You have to be open to the experiences that are coming to you.
Well, but I think you're really highlighting some of what makes passion passion, right? Like, in order to really let yourself have those experiences, you need to be open to them. Because you can't prescribe passion. Passion is kind of like fire. It's kind of like love. It's like the heart. It's not controllable. It's not something that you can prescribe or, you know, draw on a specific linear path. It'll go its own route, and that comes with some heartache and getting burned in the fire and all those other things. But to have that passionate life, to have that deep, full experience, you need to take the risk of maybe your heart gets hurt, maybe you get a little singed by the fire.
Mm. Yeah. Very true. That's very true. And that just takes courage, right? Mm. Courage to listen to yourself and take that first step, which I know for a lot of people that's really hard. For your situation, I mean, it took a rather life-altering situation, right, having cancer, for you to realize that it's time to stop playing small and it's time to start playing big.
Exactly. I do believe that we have certain lessons that we're going to be getting, you know, in each lifetime, as I've already mentioned. And the point is that they can either come to us in the hard way, like in a challenging way, like something like cancer or job loss or divorce, or we can choose the change. We can be an active participant, and we can actually say, you know what, I know there's lessons for me to learn. I'm going to get clear what those lessons are, and I'm going to go on the trajectory, even though it's a little uncomfortable, and get those lessons proactively, as opposed to wait to get them, you know, via a 2x4 to the back of the head. Thank you very much. Because I tell you, choosing the change is way easier. Yes, it's uncomfortable. It is still way easier, easier than the hard way.
Right. And I really like that phrase, choose the change.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's you taking control of your life and being a lot more proactive.
Absolutely.
Instead of just letting life happen to you.
Yeah. Well, significant living has three pillars to it. So it's be and choose and live. And so part of it is choosing, right? Like consciously choosing, proactively choosing, really choosing to be fully engaged and fully alive, right? Not just hoping it turns out.
Right.
Yeah. And
I like
it's very much what my book is about, right? It's like, how do you, its current working title is Participation is Mandatory, right? And it's how do you actually lean into life as opposed to, you know, just sort of be dragged along behind it.
Right, just letting life happen to you, and you're kind of just in the passenger seat watching it go by.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right. Yeah, mm-hmm. It's all about taking control. Love that.
You're talking my language, sister.
Right. I love that. I'm like, we're on the same page here. I'm right there with you.
Yeah, it's so important.
Oh, it completely is, and that's the thing, right, that so many people just don't realize. And I know I had shared with this with you earlier before we started recording, but and I would just love to share this with the audience, but it was one of those situations that happened in my own life where I was talking to a girlfriend about the idea of being fulfilled and living a fulfilled life and doing something that just lights us up from within, and instead of this 9-to-5 job that we were both living at the time. And she looked at me and said, oh, you mean that's not normal? Like, oh, that's not possible? Like, living 9-to-5 is, that's normal for us.
mm-hmm. and living a more fulfilled, soul-inspiring life, that's not normal. Mm-hmm. And no one in our immediate circle is living that kind of a life. You know, we are kind of all just settling. And that was one of the first steps for me. That's just like, no, I'm going to take a put a foot down and say, no, this isn't what life is supposed to be.
And it's worth mentioning that for some people, the 9-to-5 life or, you know, those things, that might be their passion.
Right.
So it's not
That's
about
true.
The only way to do this is to not be 9-to-5 or blah, 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 that being 9-to-5 is settling. It is rather that inside each person is the answer to what their passion is. Right? Like
right.
Nobody else can tell you what your passion is. Your passion is not going to be the same as my passion. It's that inside job again. It's got to come from the inside in order to really be fulfilling for you inside. And so mm-hmm. to take the time to listen, to really get connected to your own source of wisdom and keep checking that out, right? Like, what am I passionate about? What comes up over and over again in my life that is just not something I'm willing to let go of because I believe in it so absolutely?
Mm. Right, right. Yes, and thank you for clarifying that. And it's true because for some people, that is their passion and wanting to have that 9-to-5 job, and they love that job, whatever mm-hmm. that might be for them. So mm-hmm. it is to each their own, and that's something definitely to remember because you can't live with those inner voices in your head of someone who might have told you, you know, this is the job that you're meant to have and do this, and you might have wanted to do something else that might not have been agreeable. But so it's definitely listening to yourself and what fulfills you. And that's really important.
Mm-hmm. It's so true. You know, part of the reason why I think it's so true is that I believe that we're naturally who we are, right? Like we're born a certain way. We've got certain strengths, or at any rate, we recently get very quickly on in our lives get very clear what our natural strengths are, and then we kind of forget and we kind of cover those over, and we spend a lot of time in our life. We need to spend a lot of time in our life going back and kind of clearing those away and getting really focused on what our strengths are so that we can be using those as our guide rails, our bumper rails, if you will, for finding our path in life, right? Because mm-hmm. where we are strong, not only are we good at it, but we're also, it's engaging, it's fun for us, it's enlivening. And so to actually do the things that are both enlivening and we're good at, that's where you're going to find your sweet spot.
Right, right. That's brilliant, and that's exactly on point. It is the strengths that we carry with us that you thrive in, that I might not thrive in, but you thrive in. I mean, that's exactly it. That could be your sweet spot. That could be your passion, and you can turn that into something or use that towards living a life more fulfilling for yourself.
Absolutely. I have friends that are so amazing with numbers and details and fine-tuning, all that stuff. That is so foreign to me.
Oh,
right.
My gosh, me too.
right. So I love, like, spontaneity and creating on the spot and creating things in general and, you know, it's all of that. Big picture,
yes,
vision,
yes.
Possibilities, that is what's fun for me. And so if I were made to do the details, I mean, I would want to poke my eyeballs out with a fork. That's
yes.
The bottom line. And so instead, to move towards what it is that consistently shows up as the thing that energizes, engages, and inspires me.
Yes, thank you. And I have to jump on that because I remember for me, one of the things that I have a difficult problem with is a little bit technology. I mean, I don't want to not be techno-savvy, but I find that creating such things as a website, that was a little bit difficult for me. And so I thought, I don't want to do this. Let me find someone who does love this sort of thing because there will be someone who will be passionate about something that I'm definitely not passionate about, right? And more power to them for them, but it really benefits everybody. They're happy and I'm happy all at the end of the day.
You got it. It's just such a more powerful way to live, and it allows everybody to be fully themselves, right? And so they're getting to really live their truth. You're getting to live your truth when we can come from that place. And it just makes everybody more satisfied, more engaged, more fully participating in life.
And on top of that, it just makes it a more complete circle, right? It's how my businesses end up running. Someone's doing a part that I'm not really passionate about, and so they're doing it because they love that sort of thing. And then we kind of add me into there, and boom, there you go. Here's my business. And it brings out this end product where, like you said, everybody's just happy all around. And that's the message I think we're trying to convey to our audience is that do what you love to do, and do it wholeheartedly, and you'll be fulfilled and happier, I think, in general.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, wonderful. To keep us moving, we're almost at the top of the hour. So I know you have a free gift you are giving our audience today. Would you like to talk about that a little bit?
Sure. Yeah. It's a pretty quick tell. What I have for folks is the Significant Living Credo, and it's basically the how-to to living a significant life, and it's filled with different thoughts and statements on how to go about creating that for yourself, and it's in this beautiful image, so that you can take that and post that and remind yourself about your passion, about the value and importance of pursuing passion and living a life that is fully engaged and you are fully participating in.
Wonderful, wonderful. Thank you. And our audience, you can actually access that credo at the bottom. The link is here on the same page that you're accessing this interview. Everyone take advantage of that as it's only going to be available for a limited time. Now, Signe, before I have to say real quick, a little side note, I love how your name is just works so perfectly for the word significantly. It's amazing.
I know. Well, I got to tell you, because I had been struggling and wrestling with branding for ages and ages. And then
I know, right?
Like, how is that possible? How could I not have seen the, significant and all the permutations and combinations that leads to? And there it was. And then the next moment I kind of got it and realized it's like I was born to do this.
Yes. It's so perfect, but it's funny. It's true. It's something right in front of us. Never really see.
This is my work in the world and I was born to do it.
Right,
or named to do it or something. So
right,
I just love that as a perspective.
Yeah,
and there's
that's so
much I can do with it.
You can use it for so many wonderful things, yes. But I'm sorry, I digress here. Okay, so as we're closing up for today, is there any final advice you'd like to give our audience out there, our women, to help inspire them today that they can take away with them?
Well, one last piece that, is a thing that I try to live by, and I would say that it's really the most important decision that you make, like in your lifetime, but every day, day after day, is will you come from the truth of who you are? If we can come from that place, it changes everything. And it's a scary thing. It's a courageous thing to do. In fact, it's a radical act to come from the truth of who you are every single day. But that's the thing that will make the difference between whether you're living a passionate life or not.
That's beautiful. Hope everyone wrote that down because that's a great quote and take that away from you. And I think it's something to think about maybe every morning as you get up and you wonder, okay, there's my alarm. I have to get up and get going, doing whatever it is that you're doing, and think and ask yourself this question. That's great.
Well, it's a great way when you're making a decision, right? Like, am I going to come from the truth of who I am right here, or am I going to compromise myself?
Right. Right. And that question can take you to so many levels where you can take it on the surface to do kind of a quick yes or no, or you can even go deeper and look at yourself and think, am I living authentic life? And is this the truth of who I am? Mm-hmm. And really take it kind of deep. It can take it so many ways.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, very great question. Well, Signe, thank you so much for being here on our summit, for sharing your story and your tips and your expertise with our audience. I know it'll pack so many lives. It's such a great story, and everyone I know will appreciate it. To our audience, thank you so much for being here and participating. And until next time, this is your host, Rochelle Lopez. Wishing you all the best and reminding you that when you live a passion-filled life, you can make money being you. Thanks, everyone. Bye for now.